Daily Scramble Live, our morning show here in Laguna Beach, brings you on Wednesdays our resident city reporter. His name is Billy Freed, and he's very involved as a local activist in our community. And Billy, it's nice to have you again. How are you?
It's great to be here, Tyler. How are you?
I'm well. And
hi, Billy. Hello, mate.
I know last night was a big deal for something you've been fighting for a while, the parklet on Park Avenue. So tell us what happened at City Council.
Well, we've been talking about this for 20 years, and we've been working on it for approximately 2.5 years. There's been a lot of resistance to change in Laguna, but we prevailed last night with a unanimous decision by City Council to convert Lower Park Avenue, which is that little stretch between Forest and the library, into a pedestrian plaza for a 45-day trial beginning in late October and running through until hospitality night on December 1st, with an option extended for another 30 days if we like it.
Well, congratulations, Billy. That's a big deal.
It is, because, you know, inevitably in this town, half the people are going to hate the idea, and a lot of people came out and said, this is going to disrupt traffic patterns, and we already have terrible traffic here, and that's my secret little cut through, and we already have a park across the street, and on and on and on. And we said, yes, but downtown there is no area that has shade and seating where we can relax, bring the community together, have a bite to eat, and activate our downtown. And, you know, cities around the world are doing this, converting streets to pedestrian space, and it always improves the quality of life.
Right, it's totally, there's that everywhere you go in the world. I mean, I could tell you a million stories of different places I've been to in the last year or so, and everywhere they are pedestrianizing the town centers, not least of all because the amount of traffic that flows through some of these very old places destroys the buildings. You know, the buildings start to subside after a while, and but because we're only 100 years old, so I guess that's not an issue here in town. What are they going to do, Billy? Are we going to have chairs and tables out? What's going to be there?
So we're going to have chairs and tables, right? You know, you don't have tables over at Main Beach. You don't have shade, and a lot of people don't want to cross the street and sit in the wind. And that's more of a promenade. You know, this is a plaza. So we'll have beautiful planters. Ruben Flores, our local plant nursery guy, is going to really make it a green space. We're going to string cafe lighting across. We're not going to necessarily, although Tony Eisman asked if we were applying for entertainment, and you know, we decided to keep it simple from the get-go, but we do want to have that opportunity to program it with music or other entertainment options, but we don't want to turn it into a party, and we don't want to do too much work, because we know, we've seen this in other cities, if you just put a comfortable seating area, they will come. And we want to show the merchants on Forest Avenue that this can improve their business. But this is really more for us, the locals, to have a place, a convivial spot to hang out. You know, you grab a salad from Whole Foods, you got no place to go eat it in half in town. You got a canopy of beautiful ficus trees there that provide shade. You got a corridor view of Main Beach and the ocean. And it's, you know, you mentioned the effect of cars and exhaust. That street is some of the opponents said, well, that street's ugly and dirty. Well, it's dirty for a reason, because it's only got exhaust all over it. And even a 100-year-old city has major problems. You know, Sam Goldstein with the Heisler building, he's got to power wash that thing every couple of weeks. So This will be a move to clean the street up and lessen our dependence on cars and take our streets back.
Are you personally hoping that this still is a step toward closing Forest eventually?
100%. I mean, this is not the ideal spot. We still think Lower Forest Avenue is the perfect teed up spot for a pedestrian plaza, because you've got all the restaurants there that could put cafe seating outside. It's already well designed. It's got what they call bulb outs, which are those cement things that stick out that make you slow down at each end of the street, and it forms a perfect plaza. And there's even talk about Ocean Avenue at the sort of, I guess I'd call it the east end, you know, the opposite end from the ocean.
Yeah.
The one-way section could also use a pedestrian plaza. So we are hoping that this is a model that the community embraces, the merchants embrace, and they say, hey, it works great here, but there's not much here, so let's do it on some streets that really have a lot of interesting things. As you said, Jason, when you travel, the first place you go is to the pedestrian plazas. It's where the life is. It's where the people are. So we think this can invigorate a downtown that needs a shot in the arm.
Yeah, I mean, there's a restaurant. There's not much there on that street right now, but there is a restaurant or a takeaway place on the corner, right? The Turkish place?
Adonis.
Adonis, yeah.
Yep.
So right. That's going to be good for Adonis business, I would hope.
He's stoked.
Oh, he is so excited. He offered to hire a full-time security guy because there are concerns, of course, this is being Laguna, about vagrants and any kind of damage that could be done. But really, the city council said last night, we're here. City council's role is to experiment. I've never heard them say that.
Wow.
To improve cities, and this is just a test. So for all the people that are skeptical, you know, nobody knows the outcome until we try it. And it's 45 days of our lives. We're asking people who use that as a cut through to make a left turn on Forest and endure the extra minute it might take for the greater good.
And also, something is happening. No matter what you think about this, the city is doing something. You made something happen. Anything. I don't care what it is. Something is being tried, and that's a huge deal in Laguna where nothing usually happens.
Right. We are likely to stagnate if nothing happens. Presumably they'll check the data, Billy. What can you speak to that? Presumably they're going to have some people checking the data to make sure that when we come back after 45 days and apply for the extension, that you'll have some data to say, well, actually, this is what happened, okay? This is how many parking spaces got lost. This is the traffic slowed down by this. I don't know. You tell me.
Exactly right. We've got to have empirical data. We're going to do qualitative interviews with people that are there. We're going to interview the merchants. We have to come back with hard data. That's the only way these things work, so that we can actually, you know, we have the option with the city manager to say on December 1st, which, you know, the police was actually excited that Hospitality Night will be able to use this. They're actually going to rope it off and make it a drinking area. And they like to have this extra space, so it'll showcase it to the community. But the merchants were a little nervous. This is the Chamber of Commerce to automatically extend this through the holiday shopping season. I'm not sure they really have a strong, I think that was an emotional response, because I can't imagine that taking away 8 parking spots for a pedestrian plaza can in any way hurt their business. But they just want to take a wait see. And if they like it, then we'll get an automatic 30-day extension, and then we'll have 2.5 months of data during the shoulder season, and we can evaluate then whether this should become a permanent spot. They even talked about, you know, Councilman Whalen talked about mitigating the traffic impacts by helping people turn left if they're coming southbound on Coast Highway on Legion Street by extending the turn area. They were already looking at factors to help people who are concerned about the traffic snarls to have better access to the town from Coast Highway. So it might impact the traffic patterns in a very positive way as well.
This is not the first time, Billy, is it, that this has been tried? Remember the little parklet outside of Alessa that was tried a year or so ago? What makes this different? Why do you think this has got a better chance of sticking?
Well, the most fundamental difference is that you had to dine at Alessa. You had to go there and spend money to be able to sit in their parklet. Parklets, by definition, are supposed to be public space. And so I think the city made a mistake from the get-go on that one, because Alessa was the only restaurant that said yes. They offered it to a number of other establishments. So then the community thought, well, they're getting preferential treatment, even though they funded it themselves.
Right.
But it doesn't engage the community. This is public seating. One of the other things we said is we're not going to, you know, we would love to bring in food trucks and vendors and make it really an exciting place, but then you get into problems with your permits and serving food and ABC, alcohol beverage control, all that stuff. So we didn't want to in any way hurt any other merchants or whatever. So we just said this will be a public space. We may bring in some art exhibits. We've asked our sister cities organizations to do some decor. Ruben Flores is going to put trees in that are in young trees that are in their 2x2 foot boxes that are going to be reused in other parts of the city, so that we can talk about, have some education on what kind of trees they are. So it's a reuse program. So it's very, very different from the parklet, and it's and we're only taking away 8 parking spaces. I can't imagine that that's going to have a bad impact on anybody. And we've got that wonderful canopy of trees, and you know, you mentioned Adonis on the opposite side of the street. You've got this big giant red brick wall, which is the back of the White House, which has actually got some urban kind of vibe to it. It's kind of cool, and we could use that for exhibits of some sort. Maybe screen some movies there.
Wow, that's a great idea.
we really want to kind of evolve it as we go. We're going to put in the furniture to begin with, but we'll be monitoring it and improving it every way we can. And that's the way you do these things, is you put it in. As Mayor Bloomberg famously said when they were converting streets in New York to pedestrian only, he goes, testing is cheap. It's paint and planters. If it doesn't work, you take it out.
Well, nobody is more conscientious and loving of this town and serious about these kinds of things than you, Billy Freed, local businessman and journalist and host on KX93.5. And so I'm sure that you personally will take into consideration everybody's feelings and thoughts on this thing as you go forward, because I know you really want it to work, don't you?
Well, this has been my pet project since I arrived here, since I first laid eyes on Forest Avenue and said, where's the pedestrian plazas in this town? And I've always thought it made sense. But as you guys said, there's always a lot of resistance to change. Some of it rational, but a lot of it irrational. There's just people that are clinging to this idea that any change for this town is bad.
Yeah, or that it's slippery slope or something like that. You do hear that a lot.
Even cities that are thousands of years old, Rome and Paris and places like that, recognize that the dynamics of urban living change precisely because of overpopulation and increased pressure by cars and people, and you have to evolve cities to make them livable.
Yeah.
Billy Freed with our State of the City on Wednesday mornings. Billy, we really appreciate you taking time to do this for us.
You got it, guys. Thank you. It's a big day for us. We're pretty excited.